This is JIS News. Coming up, JUTC extends special summer fair. 200 schools to receive water tags. And Ministry of Health says no outbreak of waterborne illnesses so far this year. The news in detail after this message.
Government pensioners, listen up. The Accountant General's Department is modernizing its processes in order to serve you better. All pensioners are therefore being asked to submit their TRN, banking information, email address, contact numbers, and mailing address to ensure accurate, up-to-date records. For more information, visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-832-027 or 1-888-991-0095. The Accountant General's Department. Serving those who have served.
Now the news. Water tanks are to be installed at 200 schools in areas affected by the ongoing drought conditions. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says this is one of several measures being implemented by the ministry to help schools manage water shortage issues. Reverend Thwaite adds that the ministry is also partnering with the National Water Commission NWC to truck water to several schools. Parents are also being urged to send their children to school with a bottle of drinking water where possible. He also urged principals and school administrators to manage their water resources as efficiently as possible and to contact the ministry for assistance where necessary.
Don't wait until the water runs out before you tell us. Please get in touch with your regional office. You know their numbers. And as far as possible, we will respond to those requests.
The education minister was speaking at a recent back-to-school press conference. He is also urging teachers to help students understand and appreciate the need for water conservation measures in times of shortage or drought. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC will be extending its special summer fare for adult passengers. The $100 fare will be extended to October 31. Deputy Managing Director of Operations at the JUTC, Kirk Finnegan, says the decision was taken to extend the offer based on demand from commuters.
Since the introduction of that, we have seen an increase in the number of adult customers that have been taking the service. But not only that, the adult customers have been talking to the JUTC and the drivers, the customer service, the inspectors, asking if it's something that we can consider extending. We reviewed it internally, and it has been decided it is going to be held over by popular demand.
Mr. Finnegan was speaking in an interview with GIS News Friday. The original fare of $120 for adults will be reinstituted on November 1. The Ministry of Health is reporting that there has been no outbreak of waterborne illnesses, particularly gastroenteritis, for this year up to the month of August, despite water shortages associated with the current dry spell. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bullock-Ducasse says Sentinel sites across the island routinely collect information on gastroenteritis, adding that the ministry's surveillance system has been strengthened.
We have also seen a significant reduction in the number of cases reported to all our hospitals and health centers over the last 5 years. So this year, the measures seem to be working in terms of the public education and the public compliance.
The chief medical officer was addressing journalists at a press briefing earlier this week. She says the ministry has also mounted a campaign aimed at vector control, where the public is informed on the ways to ensure that water consumed is safe. And the Ministry of Education has announced that the Carmel Primary School in Eastern Westmoreland will be ready for reopening on Monday, September 7. The administrative block, which housed three classrooms, the staff room, and the principal's office, was destroyed by fire earlier this week. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the school board and the ministry's regional office have made arrangements to ensure the school will be in operation on the first day of the new academic year. He says other buildings on the school's campus have been equipped to accommodate the students.
I pay tribute to the zeal of the Moravian Church that sponsors the school, the principal, and to the entire school board. We're not going to miss a beat at Carmel or anywhere else, if it can be helped. This is a standard that we want to project to the entire education system.
The education minister was speaking at a recent back-to-school press briefing. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.